badu da ni ja zu ji da gi chi ni ji be zu nan ji dro la be je san je ju bo ju
namo la ye ke dam lo dam ne jin ke dro mo da dam be ye ke na da ru wa gu ni da na cha na ta ji ke do da gi ju dun do Tangasu Shanchu Landung, Dunda Namudete, Chibu Chungu in Lajerimba, Chungwa, Chungu the Tumu in Lajerimba, Dingan, Din the Tumu in Lajerimba, Chibu Lajerimba Sung Yuaris, Dinan and Tangatu Pichi, Chibu Chibi Langan Chinsabaris.
So, when going over the text, The Lamb for the Path to Enlightenment, we can see that the true meaning of the text is the division of the three different types of capacity. The teachings that are shared in common with beings of small capacity, the teachings that are shared in common with beings of a medium capacity, and the teachings for the great capacity, or the small scope, the medium scope, and the great scope teachings. So the true meaning of the text, The Lamp for the Path to Enlightenment, is the division of these three different scopes or capacities. So this is what was explained in the text by the great master, Lord Atisha. And we've already gone through the great scope, and we've been giving an explanation of the great scope, or the teachings for beings of great capacity.
Ta jibu chungu wate yang ru ru shu na sen de maro. Jibu chungu tege ane nga su nga sun jen jibu yo maris, gabu yo maris. Nga sun gu dungan le, nga sun gu dungan le jishin tra ne, ane la dang me le, la dang me yi gubun tu ya ge. Chu gu chu di le, jibu chungu yu chu res. Ta tenu alu kar kar yu arsa na, gong chu sun la jau sun ruwa, len re sun ya. Tene sha dang je ya, wate tene gu le du waris.
So it would be good for us to go over this again and again for our minds to familiarize ourselves with it. So the teachings for beings of small capacity, or the teachings of the small scope, are as follows. A being recognizes the various types of suffering of the lower realms and wishes to be free from those types of suffering. And then, as a result of being free from the suffering of the lower realms, he or she wishes to have rebirth into the higher realms of the gods or humans. So this type of being practices refuge, the law of cause and effect, recognition of past downfalls or confession of downfalls, and so forth. So it's important for a practitioner of the small scope or small capacity to focus on these topics such as refuge and karma and its effect and the purification of misdeeds and so forth, in order for this type of being to achieve his or her desired result, which is rebirth in the higher realms and freedom from rebirth in the lower realms. And this is the extent of the scope for a being of small capacity.
That jibun ding de dele shiro sanglo tse toa res. Ta tene nga sung le ta ne lhadam mali jiba ina ya lhadam mali ya jiga na chi yi dunghe, chi yi dunghe, ga yi dunghe, chi yi dunghe, o tiso dunghe ji dunghe, ju yi dunghe, chaban du ji ji dunghe du yuwa res. Ten yin sung san ane pe dunghe juna jiba pune tabal nruya ki chu tsu de ane pe jibun ding ngang ding da tumu yu chu gu di yinsa res.
So when we speak of the teachings shared in common with beings of a medium capacity, or the medium scope teachings, these type of teachings are as follows. Being of medium capacity recognizes not only the downfalls of the lower realms of cyclic existence, but also recognizes that in the higher realms of the gods and humans and so forth, there are also downfalls, there are also various types of suffering that beings, even in the higher realms, have to endure. They have to endure the suffering of birth, aging, sickness, and death. They must endure the suffering, the suffering of change, and the pervasive compounded suffering. So the medium capacity practitioner recognizes the suffering in all six realms of cyclic existence and then wishes to be free from all six realms of cyclic existence and then wishes to definitely get out of cyclic existence and achieve, and then he or she desires to achieve the state of liberation or nirvana, which is freedom from or the cessation of cyclic existence. So the medium capacity practitioner aims to be free from cyclic existence altogether. So in order to produce liberation, one must look for the cause of cyclic existence. In order to be free from something, one must know what the cause is of what he or she wishes to be free from. So when the cause of cyclic existence is examined, we find that the grasping at true existence is the root of and the cause of cyclic existence. So it's necessary for this type of practitioner to have very ethical behavior and so forth, and to achieve the wisdom realizing emptiness, or the wisdom recognizing the nature of reality, in order to eradicate the karma and afflictions which continuously produce rebirth into the six realms of cyclic existence. So this practitioner wishes to achieve the wisdom which recognizes the lack of true existence, which acts as an opponent to the grasping at true existence, which produces cyclic existence. And then this wisdom has the ability to eradicate the downfalls, which then produces liberation. So when we move to the great scope, or the teachings for beings of great capacity, or the beings of great capacity, we see that this type of practitioner recognizes that he or she wants to be happy and does not wish to experience suffering, and then also recognizes that other sentient beings also have these same desires. Other sentient beings wish to have happiness. Other sentient beings wish to be free from suffering. So this practitioner then produces love and compassion, and eventually the mind that aspires to enlightenment, or bodhicitta, in order to arrive finally at his or her destination, which is the ground of Buddha, or the grounds of the Buddha. So this practitioner wishes to eradicate the suffering of all sentient beings and bring all sentient beings to a place of happiness. And the way that he or she does this is by producing bodhicitta, by first producing love and compassion, and then progressing through the path that leads to the grounds of the Buddha. So the reason for the naming of, or the nominal designation of these scopes as being great or medium, or when we hear the term great vehicle, the reason for this distinction is the differentiation between the scope of the thinking, or the mind itself. The reason that the great vehicle practitioner is called the being of great capacity is because he or she is thinking about all sentient beings focusing on and using all sentient beings as his or her object of observation and wishing to free them all. So this type of thinking is much greater than that of a being who is practicing the medium scope teaching or a being of medium capacity, because a medium's capacity being only wishes to free him or herself from cyclic existence. He or she wishes to achieve nirvana or liberation, but it's only for him or herself. So this is why it is called the lesser vehicle. It's because of the scope of thinking. It's because of the mind associated with these various vehicles. Small or lesser vehicle because of the desire to only be free for oneself alone, and great vehicle because the thinking is great or vast because the thinking sentient beings and wishes to free all of them.
Pamani Pugu Tanjigi, Majuya Baina, Tempemli, Juya Baina, Chisan Mutanji the Santang, Majugal Santang, shall love compassion of Vigina, and we have Chisan or we have a logo. They none and the cheese Matusan, Madonna, Kuruma Santang Mare, Masuka Santang Mars Logro. What the double inserts?
Yaja Serna
Chisanji Majuya Baji
made you.
So
jibo chungo the ngan narong
narong jibo sanda de de ge chi ni ram ji then jibo chungo de thaje
thanche. Okay, so I just wanted to be clear on this. So when we look at the various scopes or the various capacities, it's similar to this. If one is just thinking about his or herself, it's very similar to a small kind of scope or capacity. If one thinks of one or two people, then this is kind of a medium type of thinking or a medium capacity way of thinking. But if one were to think of everyone all together, you know, to think of every being, then this would be a great capacity. So it would be similar to that kind of comparison. The minds are relative to the naming of these minds is relative to their scope or their level.
That chibu chimbi lantil tang aso junde menga dun ta da jin yaba je won sen chu chu dil tu wat san tang wores ma si ba tin tem ba tin zo yong ge sham ba ni ji la san wat zo sen ji zo na su ju ta wores tu wat de jang adres tu san mo da
So when we look at the root of the great capacity, or the being of great capacity, or teachings of the great scope, we see that the root is the mind that aspires to enlightenment. And there are the two causal factors, or two vehicles, that will allow one to arrive at the destination of the mind that aspires to enlightenment. These two are the systems of equalizing and exchanging self and others, and the seven-point cause and effect for achieving bodhicitta. So when we look at the seven-point cause and effect, for achieving bodhicitta, the steps are as follows. First, recognizing that all sentient beings are our mothers. Second, remembering their kindness. Third, wishing to repay their kindness. Fourth, love through the force of attraction. Fifth, great compassion. The sixth, the extraordinary attitude. And the seventh is the effect of the six causes, which is the actual mind that aspires to enlightenment, or the bodhicitta. This is the first one that we'll focus on, but there are the two causal factors, not only this one. So the root of the equalizing and exchanging self with others practice is the recognition of the downfall of the self-cherishing attitude, or the faults of a self-cherishing attitude, and all of the excellent qualities of an attitude which cherishes others. The practitioner then begins to practice the giving and taking, or tonglen, associated with this recognition of the need for cherishing others. So this is the root of the equalizing and exchanging self with others practice. And one other just factor that I forgot to mention is also necessary to traverse the paths through bodhicitta, which are the aspiring bodhicitta and the engaged bodhicitta. So that's the one thing I forgot to translate before. So when we speak of aspiring bodhicitta, there is the part or the necessity of not only sustaining it, but increasing it. We already went through the way of doing that, where one sets up an altar and offerings, or imagines the merit field and so forth, and makes offerings, and offers a seven-limb prayer, and then goes for refuge and so forth. So this falls into the category of the sustaining and increasing the aspiring bodhicitta, so that one can eventually arrive at his or her final destination, which is complete enlightenment or full Buddhahood. This allows one to continue to move towards that goal. So these are the steps necessary once one has achieved the aspiring bodhicitta. Once one has achieved the aspiring bodhicitta, these are the steps necessary to continue to move forward.
Tene jodil tenduwa ta tsende sanji manyab jul laba tsishima and the sanji manyab jul labi chugo tene duwas tsende dislai neslai jua tsende sanji manyab jul laya tsosa dijang tsosa ba diba jwa sanji yane yane santang waris tsun de yabu jonsuna tsende sanji nyango maris tsosa ba diba jwa
Tsosaba. So in order for one not to lose or have their his or her bodhicitta decrease in this life or in the next life, there's necessary practices. It's necessary for one to have accumulation. An accumulation is created by engaging in meritorious activities, such as the seven-limb prayer and so forth. Limbs of the seven-limb prayer are accumulation limbs, and so forth. And then confession or acknowledgement of one's misdeeds. This is another kind of factor that's necessary in order for one to not lose or have one's bodhicitta decline in this life, and also to familiarize oneself again and again and again with this mind that aspires to enlightenment or with bodhicitta. So it's necessary to not only have accumulations and acknowledgement of misdeeds, it's also necessary to continuously familiarize oneself with the mind that aspires to enlightenment in order for it not to decline in this life.
다 천대 세제 많이 봐 있네. 조한 서로 먹을 세제 공고를 마도 첫 장발 늦질 세제 공원에 사제 도도요 말해서 대시마 대시마래야 세제 공고를 세시마 세제를 많이 봐들 더 가려서 나비 취지 봄바 까비 취지 녀석을 해봐 어떤 그거래스
Then Nabi Chu Pomba, Garbi Chu Nyan Sulamba.
Nabi Chu Je Pong, Garbi Chu Nyan Lejina, Sashimalaya, Saji Nyan Lejia, Abu Yungurus.
So, in order for us not to have the bodhicitta, or the mind that aspires to enlightenment, decline in this life, it's necessary for us to engage in these practices. And what are the practices necessary in order for us to not have our mind that aspires to enlightenment or our bodhicitta decline or leave altogether in our next life? It's necessary for us to abandon the black thoughts or black activities, and it's necessary for us to practice the white activities.
That mercy than you send the candy, Shanju send me Dumba, Matu Kong, Shanju send the mercy logres, Shanju send me Dumba, Totadu, Shanju send the le, Jusen logres.
Lesser. What is the differentiation between aspiring bodhicitta and then the latter engaged bodhicitta? The differentiation is as follows. Engaged bodhicitta is bodhicitta that one has once he or she has taken the bodhisattva vow. Aspiring bodhicitta is a form of bodhicitta that does not include the bodhisattva vow. So once the practitioner who has bodhicitta takes a bodhisattva vow, then the bodhicitta turns from aspiring bodhicitta into engaged bodhicitta. So engaged bodhicitta is bodhicitta which also is imbued with the bodhisattva vow.
Oje tatne sanju samba tatne sanju sanje ne ane sindu loya deba 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 yina tatne sanju sembe dumba lengu sanju sembe dumba sis parbajin yana ji ya deba yina ane sanju sembe dumba lengu saris.
So this bodhisattva recognizes the need to practice the six perfections, and it's because of this recognition that he or she recognizes the necessity of taking the bodhisattva vow. So the bodhisattva then takes the bodhisattva vow so that he or she can then engage in the practice of the six perfections.
अने सांचु सेंबे दोबारा लेने से युद्ध करने रहे सांचु सेंबे दोबारा लेके लेके कितने तो करने जुगोरे छुगा करने जुगोरे सांचु सेंबे दोबारा लेने जुगोरे से ना तने सांचु सेंबे दोबारा सोचो कि लामा ना मुद्दे ने कुन्ह लेने दिख रहे हैं लामा मैं ना अने तोशिंग के चेंगले सांचु सेंबे दोबारा
one take the bodhisattva vow? What is the object of observation for the bodhisattva vow? What is the basis that is appropriate, or what is the appropriate vessel for the bodhisattva vow, and what kind of ceremony is necessary to take place in order for the bodhisattva vow to be given to someone? Imparted? Is that a word? There's a word like that, right? When it's given to, what's that word? Imparted? So what is the ceremony? So there are two ways in which one can take the bodhisattva vow. One is with a teacher. A teacher can actually give the vow through a ceremony, but one can also take the bodhisattva vow through visualization, through imagining the merit field and imagining that the merit field is witness to the ceremony, and then through recitation of various lines, then he or she also can receive the bodhisattva vow.
Oje ta domba judun lembe ten del ten so so ta bir dinus o ta ji bar is glon sha chu sem be ne an sha chu sem be domba len ne ya bur sida ya bur is glon to glon ma da ten ne gchu de gchu ma da gen ye pa ma da o glon ma da o tu ge ne sha chu sem be domba len ba ne sida ge ya bur is chang shu ben chu ka za ते नाने गलों शांचु सेंबे ने शांचु सेंबे दोबारा लेने बाद यार शुरू है गलों पामा गलों माँ गलों पा
So those who hold any of the seven types those humans who hold those who hold any of the types of seven individual liberation vows are the most suitable candidates for the Bodhisattva vows. And the best or most suitable candidates for receiving the Bodhisattva vow are the fully ordained monks and nuns. So those males and females who have full ordination, and then the levels would go down with the levels of the vows. So the next would be the probationary vows, and then the next would be the novice vow, and then lay vows and so forth. So the best type of vows one can hold to be the most suitable vessel or most suitable basis for the Bodhisattva vow is the full ordination. It's not saying that one has to hold the individual liberation vows in order to take the Bodhisattva vow, because it's possible for the Bodhisattva vow to arise when there is an absence of the individual liberation vow. We can see in the case of gods and so forth who have taken Bodhisattva vows and have had the arisal of the Bodhisattva vow within their continuum, but do not have the individual liberation vow. It's necessary to be a human in order to receive an individual liberation vow. If one has an individual liberation vow, he or she is necessarily a human being. But there are many cases of non-human beings receiving the Bodhisattva vow. So even in the case of humans, there are humans who have the individual liberation vow, and they are the most suitable type of human candidate for the Bodhisattva vow. But there are also cases of humans who do not have the individual liberation vow, who can also have the arisal of the Bodhisattva vow take place. So the meaning of this is really the best type or the most suitable type of human being for the Bodhisattva vow is one that has taken individual liberation vows previously, prior to the Bodhisattva vow. So, who can give the Bodhisattva vow? What is the appropriate vow giver? And it's necessary, first off, for that being to have the Bodhisattva vow within his or her continuum in order to give the Bodhisattva vow. So this is the first prerequisite for one to give the Bodhisattva vow. He or she must already have it. Secondly, he or she should be a scholar in the vow ceremony, a scholar in how the Bodhisattva vow is given and so forth. and also have compassion for his or her students, and you know, compassion, wishing to give this to his or her students, and also effort in, so never tiring from explanation, wishing to always satisfy his or her students and make sure that there is clarity in explanation, and never being bored with or tired of, never being tired of giving explanation. So these are the kind of necessary prerequisites for a vow, a preceptor.
Ta shangchu sempe dungpa lendu jin dunya rinpo dhani nuya du, du du dhani mambu dunya duwa. Du du jeba yina, ane susu lama yina, lama yina digre, lama kun lenda digre, tsushin lenba yina, tsushin dhila santang, shatse, chupan bu, yala dunba jindu, mandriji bu. Tene, chetasana pina rho pe, example. Chetate pina, paban jambe, mitzi shuri, tuba joba le,
Ambaranza.
O te du, ane shangchu sempe dungpa len jirwa.
Ale.
Te lenpa naji ngay lenki yis.
Ale. Ambaranza. Okay, so the way in which one can take the Bodhisattva vow is if he or she is in the presence of the teacher, or could imagine the merit field. And then first, one would make prostration or pay homage, and then make various offerings to either the Lama or the merit field, and then offer a seven limb prayer, basically, to the object of observation, be it the Lama or the merit field, and then make a mandala offering, and then make a request, and get into the vow-taking position, into a position of humility, is a literal translation. Get into a position of humility, and then request to Ambaranza, which is basically Manjushri, previously was a preceptor of the Bodhisattva vow. And at that time, Manjushri was Ambaranza. So you're requesting this deity, who is basically Manjushri, to impart the Bodhisattva vow upon you, so to give you the Bodhisattva vow. So here it's requesting the emanation, the previous being who was Manjushri, Ambaranza, to give the Bodhisattva vow to you.
Tene nga so nga ki je na tu si tu kwen chuk sung la da che di ba tang chi su su sun ri yu ki la ji shang chuk senpi dung pa len ya ro. Wa ten ri nyo yang duwa si kwen chuk sung la jiao sun duwa di ba sha pa ji su hi rang wa. Wa ten ri yi tu ne ane shang chuk senpi dung pa len ya.
Gonchu sumla jansu dro deepa tamche su su sha
yugla jirang
jirang
sanje shangchu yiji sum
yiji
shangchu sempe dongwa sum yi se lo
de sanje tanche yiji sum
sanje shangchu yiji sum song de shangchu sempe dongwa khe jin ha sum yi
de tama yangje sum la
sanje shangchu yiji sum shangchu sempe dongwa de ngin ju gi yi se ma
okay Tichina. So you can even see when we take, for instance, an initiation or a permission right, that's literal for Jainang, permission right. When we take a permission right, there is the line in the introduction where we say, I go for refuge to the three jewels. I confess, Dipa Tamche Susu Shag, I confess all of my misdeeds and downfalls and rejoice in the merit of all holy and ordinary beings. and then I request for the Bodhisattva vow. We can see that when we even take a permission right, we have a very similar way of requesting the actual permission right to be imparted upon us. That's similar to the way we take the Bodhisattva vow.
So even
if the true, real Bodhisattva vow does not arise within your continuum, if a facsimile thereof does, or if a facsimile of the Bodhisattva vow, or something similar to the Bodhisattva vow arises within your continuum, then it is beneficial.
So, in
the Bodhisattva vow has 18 root vows and 46 secondary vows. So this is the way the Bodhisattva vow is numerated. And we can slowly practice or slowly learn about these 64 vows, 18 of them being root and 46 of them being secondary. Over time, we can slowly learn about these 64 vows and understand them. So even now, if we can just hear these words, it's very beneficial. And we can see in the past the example of Vasubandhu, who had a pigeon who was perched outside of his window while he recited all the three baskets of scripture every single day. And in the future life of that pigeon, he was born a small boy and was able to eventually become a great scholar. And it was because of the imprints within his continuum of the time when he was outside of Vasubandhu's window, perched as a pigeon, listening to the recitation of these three baskets. So in the future, this reincarnation of the pigeon achieved even a greater amount of reached an even greater level of a scholastic achievement than even Vasubandhu. It's necessary in order for the Bodhisattva vow to ripen to have three different kinds of ethics. And the first type of ethics, Nishu Dumbi Tsuchim, is the ethics related to vows. For instance, abandoning the necessary abandonments. For instance, if one has a layperson's vow, the layperson vow has five vows. And there are five things which one must abandon in order to purely hold the lay person's vows. So it's the ethics of holding vows is necessary for the foundation of the Bodhisattva vow. Then in Nipa, Tambo Lapsa, Nipa. So the next is the virtuous activities. And this refers to practicing the six perfections. Practicing the perfection of generosity, the perfection of ethics, the perfection of patience, the perfection of effort, the perfection of wisdom. I mean, the perfection of concentration and the perfection of wisdom. So this is increasing virtue through basically engaging in the practice of the six perfections that the Bodhisattva does engage in. So the first was the holding, the ethics of holding the vows. And one thing that I forgot to say is when we speak of the vows of the lay person, he or she abandons those five factors. The Bodhisattva abandons the self-cherishing attitude. So this is the main abandonment of the Bodhisattva. That's, I forgot to translate that, I apologize.
Tan yin she don bi zhu jin lang zhong ge kaba song wo ren zhen lang zhong ge an ne ang ge yin she sa dun de le de da
ni shu sa dun 27
number 27 number 27 yin ne nga zu ni shu sa zhu qi ma sheng zha dun de rong ngo bu na ji xian a ro zu bi xiang zhu xian ji jin Tata kuwa le zhu loos.
La ma sa.
Te shangchu senpi dungpa le yaad ma rabe, shangchu senpi dungpa. Shangchu senpi dungpa lenpi chuka ten de gandu chunga. Tala ngonsen jambepe amba randa juba yi, che ta shangchu to jeba, jambe jen sanji, jen jen do le sheba tere, te jen dene rase te. Ngobu nanchi shenga roos. Ngobu nanchi, lama yueba yi nan, lama yuebi chuka.
We got a bouquet.
Yeah, yeah.
That's Gurunche. Inchike dan pe ke ni cha dagru. That's Kale Kale Jango.
Yeah.
Then the peak the Nishu Sanga. Gangi sen ni chang ya bi ma nga.
Nishu Sanga. Tala ma zin jambe be. Ma zin jambe be. Amba ran za ju bai ta du ro wa.
This sa ju de sanga.
Sanga da sa du ni de le. Dōngbāl nēmbī chūgā tēn tō kō chūgā.
Dēn nīshū sāngā, dēn nīshū sādhū.
Sādhū.
Ok, gāngi sēnē dē pēyīk.
Wā tē.
Dēn nīshū sādhū.
Dōngbāl nēmbī chūgā, lāma yōbā jēnē, lāma yōbī kundi lēn nēn dīg rēs, lāma mēn nēn tsūshīn shēngā lēn nēn dīg rēs, wā tē tēn tō kō wā.
Ok, so, when we look at then chēran, the kāba lēp sōng,
Tan
I'm sorry? Before, I thought we were at 26. Does everyone remember? We were at 26 last week, right?
That's 25 in the loan, is it? 25
is talking about how the ministry is in
Maharaja. What is it? The Langhosen Jambebe, Ambaranda Juba is. Don't let me chuga, chuga.
Yeah. Okay, so I shall write here very clearly, as explained in the ornament of Manjushri's Buddha Land Sutra. How long ago, when Manjushri was Ambaraja, he aroused the intention to become enlightened. In the presence of the protectors, I arouse the intention to gain full enlightenment. I invite all beings as my guests and shall free them from cyclic existence. From this moment onwards, until I attain enlightenment, I shall not harbor harmful thoughts, or anger, avarice, or envy. I shall cultivate pure conduct, give up wrongdoing and desire, etc. It goes on to speak of the way that one can take the actual bodhisattva vow and the motivation that one should have and what one should engage in and what one should abandon in order for the arisal of the bodhisattva vow, and not only the arisal but the sustainment and ability to increase realization within. This is the section that we've arrived at. So here it says, in the presence of the protectors, I arouse the intention. This is speaking of the ability to receive the bodhisattva vow without the actual teacher present. So here it's saying, in the presence of the protectors, I arouse the intention to gain full enlightenment. And this is the act, I arouse the bodhisattva vow. That's what the meaning behind this is. The ethics of fulfilling the needs of sentient beings is the third type. So we spoke of the virtue, increasing virtue, and then the second, which was the I believe the the six perfections, the nipa. So the first is the actual ethics of the practice of ethics that's necessary that we spoke of initially. So that's the first necessity. The second is the virtuous practices of increasing virtue. And this is the meaning of this is the practice of the six perfections. So if the practitioner doesn't have this ethical foundation, then it's not possible for he or she to engage in a practice of the six perfections. So this is the reason that this is the first of the three divisions speaks of the ethics and the what is to be abandoned, the self-cherishing attitude is to be abandoned and so forth. So the abandonments are abandoned. And then the virtues are practiced. And the reason for this is if this being has such a vast focus that he or she wishes to fulfill all the desires of sentient beings, then it's necessary for he or she to practice the six perfections. So this is the reason for the second increase of virtue. And the third is the actual fulfilling the needs of all sentient beings, or the desires of all sentient beings. So we can see how all of these are connected. The ethics are connected to the ability to practice the six perfections. And once one practices six perfections, then it's possible to think of and actually achieve the goal of fulfilling the needs of sentient beings.
Wāda shāngchū sāmbā tsuk shāngchū chū tu sāng jē tsādhū rāngchū mējē pāshīng chō tāng yāngchū mējē dhūyū ngō pūshīs. Sūsū kī sāngchū tē yābō yōngā kī chē tu kār nyānglē chē kō shīndrū nyānglē chē kō rīs. Shīndrū nyānglē chē tū anna shāngchū sāng tē yābō chā yōng kō rīs. Rāngchū mī yōng kō rīs.
Rāngchū
mī sāna pāna ngā tsū ebō yō rō ebō. Ebō tu mī mē na gūyī yī na sādhū gōm duwa. Then now you send the tomb taburis.
Lesso.
Send the mebu yabuzuya.
Lesso.
She do nyalejaris.
Lesso.
She do nyalejina. And then send the abchango. Raju mean words.
Lesso.
Raju mean pashinto dance. What is the woman?
So within the perfection vehicle, when we speak of this practice of the six perfections and so forth, it's very similar to. Ripening the mind in the same way that a fruit becomes ripe. We can see right now maybe it's a good time for certain kinds of fruit that are ripe, and when they're ripe they're very delicious and they're soft and so forth. And but if they're not ripe, they could be very hard and they would not be ready to eat. Likewise or similarly, the mind initially is very hard and isn't ripe. And by engaging in these things again and again, then we're able to ripen the mind so that it becomes more pliable. And if it's more pliable, then we have the ability to focus on some of the latter realizations or to achieve some of the latter realizations. So if one practices the six perfections, then this allows the mind to become very ripe in the sense, or becomes very pliable or very useful. So this is what is meant by, or this is the reason for this familiarization again and again.
Zhenju meji duyu ngobu yis, zhenju meji duyu ngobu yis.
Zhenju,
other. Ani shangju senbe, senjian ge duyanda xie guris. Susu ge senju meba na jin, zhenda ge sen te yang, shangju senbe piu tabu zu guris. Tu zuya ge ta taxi xie yu guris, zhenba tang guris. Ani zhenba tang, zhenba tang ya. Tuanxue tuan tuanyi, ani churung te yabu jie guridas, ani Samba Zamba Jigurdas, Yabu Jigurs, Mullawers, Mullava Naji, Susunyan Jigurs, Tunshuba, Tunbas, Shanchu Samba, Majenda, Tachurundus Jigurundus Jijumas, Lava Naji, and the Shanchu Samba Kuruga, the Nyalan Jigurs, Tuba. Tuba Mena, and Majenda Churja Yaji Majilona, and the Shanchu Samba Kuruga Yabu Majin, Churu Yabu Jigurus Lagurate, Tunshuba, Tunbas.
Then Tambo, Jimba, Nipa.
Tunshuba is the Marbeta. And the Jun Tisiabaji Gurda, and then Shanchu Sangungur, Shamba Gungur, Jiji Gungur, Shidu Yanaji was Malagur, Shanchu Sambi, just to Jen Lagura. Jen Labanaji, Kurung Yanaji. Don't you about 20 by Niroza? Yendal Palla, Palla, but Susan Yanaji, Ni, don't you don't you? Then the Jimba Tangus.
So this sum, the don't you do the Rang Jen, Tambo Nipa, then Sumba.
tambo tön shoba ma jen dal chu ya ba ji gore jang ba gung gore ni ji gung gore ma jen dal lo ro lo ba na ji su su nyal je gore tön shu tön tön ni ji den ne jin ba tang gore
ha ko sa
jin ba de jal jin ba ta na an ga bu yung ro ta jin ba jin mi
ne ne je pa ga re
sen ba ma sen ba yon ra bul ta no ha ju yon ra bul la gore
okay de je pa
je ba je ba
Okay, so there are four things also that this practitioner must engage in. And the first is encouraging others to practice. So this is fulfilling the others' needs. So this is saying to others that, yes, you should practice the six perfections, you should go for refuge, you should engage in these practices, you should try to get the mind that aspires to enlightenment. It's so it's encouragement relative to others and relative to their capacities. So encouraging them in a way that is suitable for them to be encouraged. So now, by encouraging them, then it's not only encouraging others, but it's also then practicing oneself what has been encouraged. So it's necessary then for this bodhisattva to engage in the practices which he or she has encouraged others to engage in the practices of. So it's necessary to, in that respect, for the first two, for self and others, we can see how the needs are fulfilled. The third is to practice generosity, because by practicing generosity, one will inspire, others will flock to him or her. He or she will become someone that others will wish to be around. And if that is created, then it's possible for the first one to be created. It's possible to encourage because the other people will listen to someone who has a good reputation. And the next is to use pleasant speech or to use suitable language. And suitable language means using words that are nice or attractive types of words so that, again, the reputation is a good reputation, so that one is the type of person that others would like to be around, because if that is the case, then the bodhisattva or this practitioner will have the ability to be of the most benefit to other types, others, or to sentient beings, because they will naturally wish to be near him or her.
But the lotta gagin charge about in the lotta gagin keba juna, inchet uncle, and a zero no carino cushier rota, crum sandy of chasaro. Then look at lotta genda low rota, lone, and then lotta genda to it, then the keba down, and the crum sand as you are the double engine.
Then in the kepa, the lapdra, the getru, lana, and kongi sam ya yung do it.
That gagin kepa ni yuna, is a kepa jibarota, kepa sen sigala. Then they are jenda loya kilondua,
jenda,
and a kepa ni, jigi, and a suzuki, luja to the lava yina, jenda anju nyebo, shida gabuchi,
ah, lesser.
Jig kepa yina, lona, jenda gabu magic in you,
ah, lesser.
Good luck, killer rota.
So it's very similar. You might have two scholars, for instance, who have the same type of knowledge, but if one can explain things and others like or find joy in the explanation, then the explanation is going to be heard and understood easier. So you might have two scholars, and then you take them both to an institution or a college, Lapdra Chenpo, a big school or a college, and you know, one of them might have a better ability to explain things, and the way he or she explains things, the students take joy in and understand it very easily. So this is the reason why it's necessary to have a nice presentation. So when we speak of the practice of the six perfections and so forth, we have also those who are scholars of explanation and scholars of practice, and those who are of a great level of ability and those of a medium level of ability and those of a very small level of ability. So we can see that there are all these different types of possibilities. The qi xin le chui wa dang lan jia, the qi su qi dang karma zheng la le sun.
Yeah. Ta gawa chu di ki chu di si na wa tere se, gawa chu di si chu di si ya de, shang chu chu di sen che ne, ane shen chu yang le che na, ane shang chu senpa kuru ku ju di mi bu ya bu cha yung wa re, yun ra bu lo, ma yin, shang chu senpa. Tene, yen ju mi je du yu nga bu je, yen ki sen ju, ane su su yu ba na jin, yen ki sen ju de, yun ra bu lo kante su wa re se na, ane, tun tu ba, tun shu ba se, ane du si ye gu da se, shang chu, long ba su la gu wa re se. Shambha gongore, nyeje gongore, dusi lao rawa. Susi lao ba naji, susi nyale ji, tunshu tunshu nyi. Tende shenpa tangwa, shenpa mawa. Kecha kheba shi gore. Benda bolo, jesi woke, shenpa gawe, jesi chi.
So by engaging in these virtuous practices, or the increase of virtue, when we spoke of the first one, in the six perfections, for instance, actually the first one was the ethics, but the second one is the virtue of ethics. And by engaging in the six perfections, then this not only creates a nice environment for the mind or the continuum of the bodhisattva, him or herself, or the continuum of the practitioner, but it also encourages others and also makes it so that others will be attracted to that bodhisattva. So we can see that first he or she must be able to encourage others, but then also not only encourage others, but fulfill his or her own needs by actually engaging in the practices that he or she is encouraging others to do. And then by practicing generosity, he or she becomes more attractive. And then also by having a nice presentation or a nice way of saying things. Literally, it's nice presentation. By having a nice presentation, this also allows others to be attracted by saying, okay, everybody's okay, you know, whatever you think, this is okay, whatever you think, that's okay, and just trying to create this sort of environment is the most beneficial way for this practitioner to conduct him or herself.
ane kaza ge da yor yo maris sanjil de du ane sanje ge kul da yo maris lo na kusen ji bu yo maris ane sanje ku samba chen da yor si lo maris ten ko sanjil te ba ji go ras o kale kale ane da ngune de yo mar de ine sanje ge ku samba de chen ba da yor si lo ja ba de ko ga bu chan go ras ku rum phe to lo ras
lesson. So we can see stories in the past where the Buddha has taught various things according to the capacity or the scope or capacity of the practitioner. There were times when non-Buddhist practitioners came to Buddha and said, is there a self of persons? Buddha, is there such thing as self of persons? And Buddha knew that if he stated, no, there is no true self of persons, that it would disrupt the mind of the non-Buddhist and that they would just think that he was incorrect or mistaken. So by using skillful means, Buddha was actually said, yes, there is a self of persons. And by stating this, this created faith in the mind of the non-Buddhist towards Buddha, because he thought that Buddha had a correct view. So we can see examples of Buddha giving explanations that are appropriate for the vessel that he or she was giving the explanation to. Reason I say she is there is not a masculine in the Tibetan, and there is Tara, and she gives explanations too. So that's why I use both he and she, just translator's note. So for Buddha or for Bodhisattva, because there's Buddha, the male and female, and it's not specific in the Tibetan. This is the reasoning behind that.
Ta sije den ji ge tsuji da ya bu yong ala ni shu du bi tsuji ngan lu ru sa sab che jir ka ma do na ane si su ba ji nyan le yong ba re ni shu du bi tsuji ngan lu ru ra che jin ka bi tsuji ngan lu zu ra che jin ka ba yin sa de chang chu sem bi tsuji ane so da gu dong ba tsu su re so da gu dong ba da ane ga sa wo ta ma chang chu sem bi ju so da gu dong ba da अने राजनीति का भी दोबारा गंगलो, शांचू से भी दोबारा इसने दिख रहा, निश्चित नहीं बिच रही।
So, one can engage in a practice of the six perfections if the previous step is in place. It's necessary for one to have the appropriate precepts or abandonments, which is the first one that we spoke of. It's necessary for the this practitioner or this being to have abandoned the self-cherishing attitude. Yes, they can have taken the individual liberation vow, any of the seven types of lifetime individual liberation vows, but most importantly, the abandonment in this bodhisattva yana, or this bodhisattva vehicle, is the abandonment of the self-cherishing attitude. Because without this abandonment, the practice of the six perfections is impossible. So we see that it's necessary to have this abandonment in order to move on to the second step, which is the increase and sustainment of virtue through practice of the six perfections. Nishu Sadun.
Number 27. Nursing to you, Danny Dan, Sanatan Taduni, Tinne Zon de Chantu, Tinne Zone Chantu,
Garishene de.
Then you should don't be shooting to what they think about it.
Nishu don't be too trim, Garishene.
You should don't be shooting to the day, then you word it. Then you should don't be shooting to the Nursing to Danny and Chantu Sabazin, nobody is your mother's, nursing Bongures, control on your mother's, nursing to Danny, Sana Bongures, Tadu Bongo, Tadu Jalis River, Sana Tan the Taduni, then as on the Sanji Goma Tujibato, what does Gnolo, Contuja to Bongures, Tujibato Majaus, what thing is a matter?
So when we speak of the abandonments, the vows taken and abandonments to abandon. When we speak of this, we can see that in stanza number 27, it's explained or gone over. From this moment onwards, until I attain enlightenment, I shall not harbor harmful thoughts, anger, avarice, or envy. So this is speaking of the abandonment of the self-cherishing, the abandonment of jealousy and anger and envy and all of these sorts of negative emotions which one must abandon in order to practice the bodhisattva yana. So here in 27 we see the first thing that we went over explained.
Oje tojba do maja wo tsamba jebe tsamba jeba jeja ji didon do ba bon waja chudin don ba la ga ye saje je so ba sha diba an ten an bo ju so rebe wo diba zu ga bon wo res an kar so re didon do ba bon waja
tsamba
tsamba jebe jeja ji tsamba jebe jeja ji
ne didon
jo ba mamba ja tejin do मज़ा जो बोने चंबर जो बच्चे शेषिंस कर सूरे ताक मगजो तुझे इसे ता मगजो दीदान देवा पंगोशास मगजो तुझे आप पंगोवारिस देवा पंगोवारिस देवा देवा मापूना देवा चंदी चोसोंगे नेसों लिचे करेस देवा दूसरे पंगोवारिस वो तो सोने इसे ये शेषों ने कले खाब मधुआ माशे दुंगा जो ते ची ठाबने ज
And the Nishu the Tsuchim. Tsuchim Gare.
The
tambo.
Nishu dungbu tsuten ro, nishu dungbu tsuten.
Nishu sadun da nishu saje nicha, the nishu sadun the tsuchen.
Tamari, nishu, nishu sadun da nishu dungbu tsuten ro wa, nishu saje de sejen dungshi ke tsuten de, sejen ke dungshi tsuten.
The nishu saje senchen dun.
Sejen ke dungshi ke tsuten.
Okay, nishu saje. I shall cultivate pure conduct, give up wrongdoing and desire, and with joy in the vow of discipline, train myself to follow the Buddhas. Here I shall cultivate pure conduct. So I will train in the pure conduct of the vows. I will abandon all sorts of wrongdoing. Pure conduct here refers to abandoning the 10 non-virtues. The 10 non-virtues that begin with killing and stealing and sexual misconduct and so forth. 3 of the body, 4 of the speech, and 3 of the mind. These 10 non-virtues are to be abandoned in order for one to engage in pure conduct. It says, give up wrongdoing and desire, and with joy in the vow of discipline, train myself to follow the Buddhas. Then nishu sa go the semchen.
Nishu sa go, nishu sa dun sa je rwa, nishu sa je de.
Nishu sa je nge tsampa de senchen suchen yomare. Ka gangyo sena de inji ke.
Nung sen tuyu da nyi rwa, ta nishu sa je tsambar choba che sha shin, tsambar choba che sha shin, nga de ji tru di na.
Ditan dupa pampa ja. Sujin Dongba Laga Be
Sujin Dongba Laga Be Sujin Dongba Laga Be Diba Dosu Kunga Pune Sujin Dongba Laga Be Che Gores Penyo Yoba Tang Masung Da Nyemi Yoba Tshine Ani Sanji Ki Che Sula Gores Sanji Nghema Kande Peyo Na Ten Naji Nyale Che Gores Sanji Che Sula Ba Shas
Then De Shiloka De Sujin Gare De Senchen This particular section also is the abandonments to be abandoned, or the vows to be taken on. This stanza 28 also falls into that first category. The first one refers to the same thing, number 27 and 28 both refer to the abandoning, the abandonments, or the taking on of vows, cultivating pure conduct. Digson, Tom Che Lapson.
That Danyi Nyu Yu Tsujin, Taki Sijin Tun Yu Tsujin Kani Tien Kurasana, Danyi Nyu Yu Tsujin, Shang Chu Toba Mata Shins, Ta Ngansu San Lu Te Yoro, Sanji Kung Toba La Keba Tramen Sung Tu Su Sa Kurasidu, and Ngansu Kali Kani, Teng Ngan Yung Sam Haris Amba Yu Haris, Ho Teni Che Yu Yam Haris, ane karasana dacha ge tumbe tambu shanju chu sen je ne tene keba tame su su kane sa yo ba ina nge te na ji je ge yin samaj go go sa de dacha ge tumbe shaja to be ane tambu shanju chu sen je ne ane shin ru lo yo ro ten na ji ne nge lo ge yin samaj ge sen je tun ji ge chu chu sen je ge tun ji ge yin samaj sa de
ten ne ni shi sa go
ah ni shi ta je de da ta je
Sajay, so maybe we'll give more explanation next week because we've reached an ending area. It looks like maybe these two texts, there's a little difference of some sort. So we're going to just table this till next week because there seems to be some sort of difference. And then we'll continue next week. Then Tanda Triwa Dan Lenja, Tanda Mwa.
Okay, Mwa Dan.
So first we'll do the dedication and so forth. And then we'll have question and answer session. Mm-hmm. The fundamental ground is scented with incense and strewn with flowers, adorned with Mount Meru, the four continents, the sun, and the moon. I imagine this as a Buddha land and offer it. May all sentient living beings enjoy this pure land. I dedicate whatever virtues I have collected for the benefit of the teachings and of all sentient beings, and in particular for the essential teachings of Venerable Lozan Drapa to shine forever. I send forth this mandala to you, precious Guru. So we'll do the Tibetan for the rest.
Nyambe bawu jeda jenwa dham Kuntu zambo de yan de jinde Deda kunji jesu da lo je Gepa deda dhanje radu ngho Duzum jebe jewa dhanje ji Mawa gala jodu ngabade Da jenge we tsawa de kunja Sambo chujira du ngawanyi Ngamri rawe ngorwe jinyamne Bendamne wamalu jongwe
Sani nani ye chu kamala yonge gangen sine ngatsu
te jawan ma kan cover te te jang ur de jang
te gangen sene nge sampa de
bo je gashi che de je che
ngi ke dam be ke de kakare
mo te che de ta
den ngatsu nyam du jang den selpo
te jawan ma du kan cover jang ur
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's our Tibetans seem to be a little different, and the Englishes aren't matching up. Just this last stanza, so we're gonna get together and make sure that it's not a problem that will haunt us. Yes.
In the text, it referred that the past Manjushri was Ambaraja. Mm-hmm. What was he the king of? What is Amba?
The Jambeyang, Jewang Amma, the Jelpo. The Jelpo, the Yul Gare, Jambeyare, Sacha Kabiare.
Jambeyang, Sacha Kabiare, Najila, Ambaranzas, Jewalanzas, Ambaranzas. The Jabuina, Karina, Jambeyangi, the Jewatele, Mila Ambaranza Logos.
Ambaranza, the Sachami.
Sachami Mare.
No, the
Jambeyangi, Kojiti,
Kansagmi.
Kansagmi. What dig a Anishanju Sammy Dumbalangalo Juju artist? His sister. What did Naji Nazuling?
Yene, the Ambaranza, the Jelpo, then Sacha Mingare.
Sacha to Zago Mare.
I'm not sure what the name of the kingdom or the place's name is.
Jambe Ambaranza Jubi Sanchu Sanje artist, Sanchu Sammy Dumbalang artist, Lamban Naji, and Ambaranza Chuba, Jitashan Chus, the Jindan Rasi, the Tiba is, the Najing Asuelang is, what the Hizari.
So the Bodhisattva vow was able to arise in Ambaranza's continuum through this ceremony. So we're requesting him because of the we have the same aim as Ambaranza did, to achieve the mind that aspires to enlightenment. So this is the reason for including Ambaranza in this particular ceremony of the Bodhisattva vow, because of the connection. Ambaranza, who is Manjushri, has to the Bodhisattva vow.
The Lord, the Halebi Pajapudar is there. Halebi. Nazulte Kalikavramadu, Pem Masiavarist.
This text, the Lamp for the Path to Enlightenment, is a very high type of text. For us to truly understand the full intent would be quite impossible. It's a very difficult text.
Adishat nungune nalenta gungune kebag nane petsipuramredi waras bodhi halleba yizars.
Atisha was the same as the great scholars of Nalanda. He was a scholar of Nalanda, and they were the highest kinds of scholars. Their level of scholastic achievement is just unimaginable. So that's why this text is so inclusive, but also so complex.
Ngazu khansen sabazu thambe le undu te landron jute wur mamrai. Te khansen te landron do.
At our college at Golkomsen, when the new monks arrive, we make them first memorize this actual text, the Lamp for the Path to Enlightenment. So they have to memorize it at Golkomsen.
Then the Sanja to do le, take a lesson soon, you are a lesson soon, rare that thing. Yazu Jeman Sudici, Landon Car Tambo, Niba Sombazu, Sanja Jil in the Tatan, Sanja Niba in the Tatan, Corajir.
So, and there's a construction of a way that it's actually performed, or the prayer is done in three different sections with different harmonies, or different ways of actually doing the prayer itself in three different sections. So we also have a melody that goes along with the recitation of the Lamp for the Path to Enlightenment at the Komsen, at the college in India. So all of the teachings of Buddha, whether it's Sutrayana or Tantrayana, any of the yanas, or I'm sorry, that sounds weird, any of the vehicles, lesser vehicle, great vehicle, tantra, sutra, all of these are contained within this text, the Lamp for the Path to Enlightenment. So when we look at the great treatise on the stage of the path by Lama Tsongkhapa, the Lam Rim Chemo, and we look at these other very extensive Lam Rim texts, or texts on the stages of the path, all of these texts are commentaries on Atisha's Lamp for the Path to Enlightenment. So these very large texts are commentaries on this small work. So Atisha was able to take both lineages of Asanga's lineage and Nagarjuna's lineage and combine and explain both. And also was able to give explanations of the actual words of the Buddha or the pronouncements of the Buddha, the sutric pronouncements of the Buddha. The sutric and the tantric pronouncements of the Buddha. So if we can slowly practice or practice here, it's words practice, but it means like it's relative to whatever activity in the Tibetan, so it could be analyze. So practice here means engage in analysis again and again of the text. It's just a translator's note to clarify the Tibetan. Anyone else before we end? Yes.
And when we do the prayer of bodhicitta, is that pointless if we haven't taken a bodhisattva vow? Like when the supreme jewel bodhicitta has not arisen, arise and grow?
Well, he was asking if it's not arisen, may it arise.
But if you haven't taken the vow.
Then, so you're asking, so this dedication, which one? The one that we do in the prayer book? Shanchu Sencho Rinpoche. The Semche Kantun, the Lana, the Yine, Shanchu Sembi Dumbo Mena, Pentogdue.
Pentodotu.
Yes, it's beneficial.
Pentodjurus.
It's very beneficial. Because you're, this translator's note real quickly, you're asking for the Bodhisattva vow, a request to arise, to grow. So you're actually asking if it hasn't arisen to arise. Right, but it's saying you haven't taken it there by asking for it to arise. Yes?
In explaining the three scopes, the teachings shared in common with beings of small scope, one of the essential teachings is of karma and its effects.
Correct.
And that's a prerequisite to developing renunciation and bodhicitta.
That's correct.
I have a question about that. Like, the Buddha said that karma is an unconjecturable.
What's that word mean?
Like, Buddha's Sutra said, like, there are four unconjecturables, things that, when thought about, will just lead to vexation and madness.
In Nagarjuna's text, he's speaking of Nagarjuna?
No, it's a sutra of the Pali Canon.
Okay. Okay.
And also, I think it's in the commentary on the 37 practices of Bodhisattva, whoever was, or it might have been from Gyaltse Pogme himself, I don't remember who the quote was from, said, even to understand emptiness intellectually is not that difficult, but karma is the only object of your profundity.
Okay, I know what you're talking about.
So I wonder if that's a prerequisite to developing renunciation of bodhicitta. Trying to gain like a conviction that there are effects of actions, or do we actually need to understand the effects of specific actions?
Okay, I got you. Okay, then the jipu chungo, ledre, the shingu, the ledre. The karma, the ledre, dene, the kongchua, the detsuko rinpoche, ledre shingu, yede, the sanje ke lenson dang gomba lodru ke lenson, the ledre, tomba ni le laudu, ledre be kale kabudu, le be kale kabudu, tomba ni le laudu, le be kale kabudu, gangin sena the sanje le hakogudu, susujuo the le. Hako tugumare. Then the susu jewel, the leg, sema, the yon tugumare, the jepa, the sema, musun sema, the sema yongrebe, sema, the jipu chungo, the tomba ni tsanodangamare, yene kon ledre tsanodangadu, ledre pe kalikabudu, sanje ke lenso. Then jipu chungo, the jipo ledre tamchesh shin tudwe
jibu chungo de lende she la de zuma du cha she du maris cha ndin da jibu chimu ma she du maris jibu jibu lende raba she la de zu jibu chungo she goris ndin leon de le mar she goris chimu leon de le mo
Then Sema Gare, J-Pag Sema, Gangesan, Konsega, Jewa Shema, Jewa Lama, Tanda, the Susu Jua, the Ngushi Mena, Hako Tumare, then Kandre Hakogre, J-Pag Gare, Gari Yongare, Gari Yong Tudu, Gangesan, the Susu Jua, Ngushi Meken, the Jewa Lama, Jema, the Datu Mare. So, yes, we at this point don't have clairvoyance, so it's not possible to see past life, see future life, see connection of karma and its effects, to actually see them without clairvoyance or without this understanding. But we can arrive at them intellectually, inferentially, by engaging in the same thing that the great masters or great pandits of Nalanda did, engaging in debate, engaging in analysis, and using logic and so forth to arrive at the assertion that there are past and future lives. So we arrive at them through an intellectual understanding based on analysis and correct signs. For instance, a small being of small capacity has a very coarse introductory understanding of the law of cause and effect. A medium capacity practitioner has a little bit greater understanding of the law of cause and effect. A being of great capacity has a even greater understanding of all of the coarse levels of the law of cause and effect. And so forth. So, and then the more and more subtle levels are understood at the higher levels of the path. So, the practitioner understands the law of cause and effect according to the capacity that he or she falls into the category of. So, I don't know if that completes your question. There's kind of two answers there. One is that no, they don't have a complete understanding. And the way that one arrives at it is through engaging in analysis and arriving intellectually and inferentially at it. So one way we can acknowledge or assert that there are past lives is by using the example of the mind. What in the mind of a small child, where did this previous mind come from? It must have come from a previous moment's mind, and the previous moments of the previous moments, and so forth. So we will follow it back to a previous life, and if we continue that formula, we will not be able to arrive at an initial point. We will have to state that that it is beginningless, that this mind itself is beginningless, because there has never been anything that was not mind that created mind, just like there was never anything that was not rice that produced rice. So here is one way that we can engage in an analysis to arrive at the assertion of a previous life by looking at mind and where mind comes from. So going to a future life is very similar to moving out of an old hotel and moving into a new one. We're discarding some old aggregates and then we're moving into a new set of aggregates.
Look
Yeah, it seems as though you think of very good things and you'll do well. That's what Rinpoche said. You think of good things and you're going to do well. So if you think about this a lot and then you read the book, the texts, because of thinking about this, you'll understand the texts more. A doctor depends upon devices and instruments in order to diagnose an illness. He's not able to necessarily see with his or her eyes the illness itself, but relies upon the signs of the instruments in order to arrive at the assertion that there is this disease present or that disease present. But he can't see the disease with his or her own eyes. He has to go through a systematic process of analysis. So there's many reasons that can be given and thought about. So when we look at these great scholars of Nalanda on this painting or this picture behind us, they engaged in intense analysis of these topics of past life, of future life, of karma and its effects, of the two truths, of the four noble truths, and engaged in an extensive analysis of all of these topics through debate and so forth. So, although the lamp for the path to enlightenment is condensed and small, we'll slowly be able to understand the same things as they. This human basis is very powerful, and the human mind that is connected to this human basis has so much potential and ability, so we can understand these things.
That is about okay.